You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, it's this week's edition of our summer music series, Setlist. Right now, the job and the definition of a journalist has been changing in recent years, and there have been growing efforts to bring people from different backgrounds into the newsroom. Here in Wisconsin, Madison 365 is a multimedia news outlet that's geared toward Madison's communities of color. They've launched Madison 365 Academy with the Boys and Girls Club and say that they're aiming to recruit and train the next generation of journalists. They're planning on doing that by introducing and teaching young people about journalism at an important time when they're about to make decisions about their futures, senior year of high school or freshman year of college. We'll meet now two of the attendees at Madison 365 Academy, Chelsea Erstead of Madison and Sienna Mitchell of Verona. They're both teens who are in this year's Madison 365 Academy. Chelsea and Sienna, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Sienna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this academy. First of all, Chelsea, let's start with you. Were you interested or curious about journalism before you started this?
Not really.
No? So why did you check it out?
I thought they would help me with my writing skills and maybe with any career I'd be interested in the future.
And Sienna, how about you? Had you thought about writing journalism before this?
I thought a little about it because I kind of want to be like a sports journalist. So when a teacher asked me and other students to do it, I was kind of excited.
So what kind of stuff did you do in the academy? Talk us through some of the different things, Sienna.
The first week we did like a profile, right?
Opinion
piece. Yeah, opinion piece of like on a subject we wanted to write about.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second week we did like a profile on like someone in the community that's like really important, and they picked those people for us. Mm-hmm. And then the third week we had to write about like a news local event that's been happening around Madison.
So you got to do a few different kinds of journalism.
Yeah.
And then did they edit you like somebody at a newspaper? What was the process like? You wrote your first draft, and then what happened, Chelsea?
We did peer editing, and Rob and Amber also helped us edit it. And then the day that they published, they'd go over it again and help us make any final touches before it was published.
And that's the thing. This was actually published. What was it like seeing your byline, your name in something that was actually going out to the public?
It was kind of weird because I never seen that before, but it was exciting at the same time.
So. For you too?
Yeah.
So talk about what you learned. This is a boot camp, kind of, they called it. You did a lot of work. What kind of skills did you learn? What things didn't you know that you know now, Chelsea?
Interviewing people is pretty hard for me. So I learned how to do that better.
Yeah, it's pretty hard for me, too. What did you learn about interviewing people that would help me out?
So you keep an open mind and pay attention to everything they're saying so that you could think of a question based off their words instead of trying to focus on what your angle was.
So don't just go down the list?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the worst thing is if somebody says something really interesting and you don't follow that thread, you might miss something really cool that you hadn't even thought of.
Yep.
And how about you, Sienna? What was it like for you interviewing people?
Once we started and, like, got the hang of interviewing the person, I got the flow of it. But in the beginning, it was awkward because you didn't know the person. You didn't know, like, who they were and, like, what stuff to say. So, but then after you kept doing it, it got better.
Now, in a lot of job skills outside of journalism, this is something you might have to do. Meet a new person, get to know them, whatever the field. Do you think next time around, Sienna, you'd be more comfortable?
Yes.
And how about you, Chelsea? Can you see using these skills, even if you don't end up in journalism for a career?
Yeah, they make my life easier all around.
And Chelsea, I understand your long-term plan is maybe veterinary school?
Yes.
What is it about vet school that has you interested?
I've just wanted to be a veterinarian since I was 8, so
wow.
I've been heading that direction for a long time.
And can you see you could end up being a veterinarian, but veterinarians write papers for their colleagues, or they might deal with the press in news stories, things like that. Do you think you've learned skills that would help you do that?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely got better at writing.
We're talking to two of the students, teens in the Madison 365 Academy about the skills they worked on, developed in journalism. We've got Chelsea Erstad with us and Sianna Mitchell. And Sianna, you mentioned, hey, maybe sports journalism. Now, you are active in sports yourself right now. What kind of things do you do?
I play basketball for Verona in the summer, and then I run track for Verona in the summer.
I understand track is really your main sport.
Yeah, I like track a lot.
So after doing this, are you going to look for ways to try to maybe cover sports? Obviously not the ones you're participating in, because that would be hard to pull off, but are you going to try to cover, I don't know, the school soccer game or something?
Yeah, I could possibly do that, look into that for next year.
And if you ended up covering sports, do you see yourself as, you know, print and online or broadcast, maybe ESPN someday?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
So what did you learn over the course of the academy that you think would help you become a sports journalist?
Well, I learned interviewing. That's like a big thing for like ESPN and sports journalists and stuff. And then I learned how to like write a paper in like 3 days. So that really helped me.
Yeah, that fast turnaround time is a big deal. You mentioned you both wrote opinion pieces. What, Chelsea, difference do you see in opinion writing versus, you know, the profile you did?
I think opinion writing is easier because it's more, you don't need quotes for opinion pieces necessarily, and you aren't required to interview other people. It's just what you think and basically evidence to support your ideas.
And Chelsea, did you have to, you know, do some research and find some arguments, some information, data to support your opinion? Did the editors put you through that? Or either of you,
yes.
Chelsea?
And we also had to make sure we included a counterclaim to strengthen our arguments.
Mm-hmm. Sianna, did you think that was easier than the profile and the interviewing, too?
Yeah, I think the opinion piece was easier than the profile, because for the profile, we have to record our person, and then we had to write down all the quotes, and that took a long time. And then opinion, it's just your own opinion.
Now, I want to ask you about yourselves, not as reporters here, but as consumers. Sianna, did you read the news, you know, in a paper or online much before this?
Not really. It's mostly like TV. Mm-hmm. You see the news, and then like Twitter, you see the news from there.
Now, having done this work, do you see the news that's coming to you on Twitter or on the TV a little differently now that you know the work that goes into it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Chelsea, do you watch or read the news differently now than you've done this program?
Sometimes.
Okay. And do you think, both of you, you'll pay more attention to the news now?
Yes,
probably.
And of course, you'll listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day, day in, day out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We're going to check you on that. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That was Chelsea Erstad and Sianna Mitchell. They're Madison area teens who are in this year's Madison 365 Academy, which is aimed at introducing young people of color to journalism. They talked to us about some of the work they've been doing as young journalists this summer.